Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. There's a lot of news coming out of Google's Next conference in Las Vegas today. The company unveiled a new version of its ARM-based Tensor AI chip for data centers dubbed Axion that will support Google's AI workloads before it rolls out to Google Cloud customers later this year. Axion chips, which already power YouTube ads, the Google Earth Engine, and other Google services, will make it easier for customers to bring their existing workloads to ARM, according to Mark Lowenmeyer, Google's Cloud Vice President and General Manager of Compute and Machine Learning Infrastructure. Once rolled out, customers can use its Axion CPU in cloud services like Google Compute Engine, Google Kubernetes Engine, Dataproc, Dataflow, Cloud Batch, and more. Google Workspace subscribers will soon be able to use voice prompts to kick off the AI-based Help Me Write feature in Gmail. The company is also launching a feature in Gmail for Workspace that will instantly turn rough email drafts into a more polished email. Paying customers will first get access to these new features before Google considers rolling them out to all users. Google has also announced a new app called Vids aimed at helping companies and consumers make collaborative, shareable videos of things they do at work, such as making a pitch, updating a team, or explaining a complicated concept more easily. Google Vids appears to be roughly what you get if you transform Google Slides into a video app. Users collect assets from Drive and elsewhere and assemble them in order in a left-to-right timeline for video, which you can add voiceovers to. Users can do this on their own or get Gemini to assist with everything from storyboarding and scripting to generating images to be used in the video. According to a report by the Nikkei, Microsoft is making its biggest investment in Japan, $2.9 billion in data centers by 2025, which is to be formally announced during Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit to Washington this week. Microsoft will install advanced AI chips in two existing sites in eastern and western Japan. It will also unveil an AI-related reskilling program in Japan to train 3 million workers over 3 years and set up a research lab on robotics and AI, the Nikkei report said. In other Microsoft news, the company is pretty confident that the upcoming Snapdragon X Elite processors from Qualcomm will see Windows on ARM-powered laptops beat Apple's M3-powered MacBook Air, both in CPU performance and AI-accelerated tasks. Microsoft is so confident in these new Qualcomm chips that it's planning a number of demos that will show how these processors will be faster than an M3 MacBook Air for CPU tasks, AI acceleration, and even app emulation. The Verge reports, based on internal documents, that these new Windows AI PCs will have faster app emulation on the application compatibility layer that Apple uses for its Apple Silicon Macs to translate apps compiled for 64-bit Intel processors to Apple's own processors. The Biden administration will announce $6.6 billion in CHIPS Act grants being awarded to Samsung next week, which will foster expanded chip output and subsidize construction at 4 new Taylor, Texas facilities, as well as one other undisclosed location. The announcement will cap off a string of major CHIPS and science grants in quick succession as the U.S. seeks to expand domestic chip production and lure away any capital that might have been used to build plants in China and the region. An investigation by the Wall Street Journal revealed that SpaceX's Starlink internet satellite dishes are being sold to Russian military groups through a third-party dealer or even sites like eBay. Starlink is banned in Russia, and the devices are geofenced so that they do not work in Russia. But some Russian troops appear to be using Starlink devices themselves and are buying dishes to be used at Russian-controlled camps in Ukraine through what the WSJ calls a shadowy supply chain. In a deal announced Tuesday, Automattic, the company behind WordPress, purchased Beeper, the company that briefly brought iMessage to Android, for $125 million. Automattic will absorb Beeper's 27 employees, including Beeper co-founder Eric Midjakovsky, who will become Automattic's head of messaging. The goal of the deal is to make messaging a key part of Automattic's business. And finally, Google chatbots are coming to a customer service interaction near you. Best Buy, IHG Hotels, Mercedes-Benz, and other companies are making their own Gemini-powered chatbots that can help customers troubleshoot product issues, plan a vacation, improve smart sales assistance, and more. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.